unstoppable kick-ass confidence. Are you ready?
Welcome to the Raw and Unscripted Show with Christopher Roush, where we help you overcome your self-created crap without the self-help fluffy bullshit. Now please welcome our host, Christopher Roush.
And please welcome our host, Christopher Roush. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the Kick-Ass Nation. It is I, Christopher Roush, your No Excuses coach and host of the podcast Raw and Unscripted with Christopher Roush. And I want to personally thank you for showing up wherever you're at in the world. Whether you're watching us live on the video cast, which happens every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or, of course, you're listening to us on the audio podcast in one of any 30-plus countries in the world. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys tuning in every single week and listening to this podcast, sharing it out with your friends. This is what it's all about. It's all about suspending your beliefs about your past, present, and future. It's all about changing your perspectives about the experiences that you've had in your life that sometimes you think have happened to you. But on this show, we talk about how life happens for you. And I was just telling somebody today, I'm like, everything that has happened in your life and everything that is happening in your life is preparing you for what's next. And sometimes we're going through the shit, we're going through the muck, we're going through some terrible times, tough times. Our ability to cope sometimes feels overwhelmed. Our anxiety and our sense of fear and sense of uncertainty takes over. And we tend to run from those things in our life. And tonight we're going to be talking about taking a look back on 2025, looking back on the year, because for the most part, many of us start the year with these grand aspirations of what it is that we're going to do and what we're going to accomplish. And this year is going to be different. And I'll give you an example. People that I talked to during COVID, man, they were like, man, when COVID's over and we can go back to being normal, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And unfortunately, by the evidence that I see on their social media posts and some of those who I've actually talked to, nothing changed. Nothing changed. The idea that we were going to try to be healthier, the idea that we were going to try to go after our dreams, the idea that we're going to try to not be as scared of making mistakes. For a lot of people, that doesn't happen. For a lot of people, that doesn't happen. When you look back on this year, do you have a sense of pride or do you have a sense of regret? Because whether you want to accept it or not, it is, as of the taping of the show, it's December 2nd, 2025. COVID was 2020. So it's been 5 years already since COVID. And a lot of people are still living in that mindset. They're living with the excuse and the blame of a point in time that's occupied their life indefinitely, right? Oh, it's because of COVID. It's because of COVID. No, it's about your choices. And tonight we're going to be talking about that. Tonight we're going to be talking about taking a walk down memory lane and saying, hey, am I proud of the actions, the things that I did? And if not, here's some questions. Here's some things. So I've actually broken it down by different categories that we're going to talk about tonight. But I want to talk about last week's show. If you happen to have missed last week's show was pretty incredible. I titled it Stop Ignoring the Gifts in Your Struggles. And here in the United States, it was Thanksgiving. And so we kind of went upon that chapter. And I just want to give you some highlights of what it is that I talked about in that podcast, because we talked about the gratitude for losses that revealed who you really are. We talked about the gratitude for the so-called failures that redirected our path. Think about that. We talked about the gratitude for the people who left because it made room for the ones who truly belong. I talk about the fact that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. The gratitude for the breakdowns that became breakthroughs. We talked about that. And it's not just toxic positivity. That's just about that real life, appreciation for the challenges that we experience. And so oftentimes we want it to be perfect and we want it to be better than our expectations. But oftentimes it's worse because our expectations are so distorted and we don't give ourselves the opportunity to ask ourselves if we have realistic expectations. right? So that was a pretty hit. That was a pretty impactful show. To be honest with you, I'm blown away, but a lot of the shows in the last couple of months have been like triple digit growth. And so thank you. Thank you. And what has changed? I thought about this. What has changed is the fact that the real talk here on Raw and Unscripted has become more vulnerable and more insightful into the fact that I experience this stuff with you. And what I've also been doing in the show is kind of going along and sharing experiences from my life and how it pertains to what it is that I'm talking about here on the show. So it's not me telling you guys what to do and acting as if I've got it all figured out. It's me sharing with you the tools that I have accumulated in my life that allow me the opportunity to shift my perspective when I might be feeling overwhelmed, or shift my perspective if I'm feeling uncertain, or shift my perspective if I'm feeling scarcity or if I'm not feeling worthy. And so I'm just able to ask myself the questions that allow me to think about things differently, right? And so I think about this particular show, and we've now been doing this for almost 6 years. January will be 6 years. And so in 2026, we're going to go back to bringing guests on the show. This year has been what you have asked for. You guys wanted more solo shows, more Christopher alone time, sharing what's going on in the Raw Unscripted world and what it takes to be kick-ass unstoppable. But in 2026, we're going to return to guests. Something else in 2026 we're going to do is we're going to take a look at things that perhaps I don't know about, but we can explore together and we can learn together. Because there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world that I choose to say, hey, that doesn't really pertain to me. Or that was in my former life. But there's so much going on that we can learn together. And my intention with that is to explore topics and explore things that are going on in our world that maybe we don't understand, but I'm going to lead us in the conversation of how we can explore things perhaps that we don't understand, perhaps things we don't agree with, but we can have compassion for, we can have understanding for, we can have sympathy for, and maybe have a better insight to what's going on with the younger generation. You know, I have a kid that's 8 years old. I don't necessarily have a Generation Z. I don't even know I think it's Generation Alpha now that he is. But taking a look at Generation Z and saying, okay, these are a large majority of the people that are in our lives right now, in customer service, in jobs. How can we better understand them? How can we take a look at what they've been through in their life to be more understanding and be more compassionate of what they're experiencing, what they're dealing with, and thinking about the kids that, you know, talking about COVID and what those individuals dealt with and what they're dealing with now as adults and that experience that as kids. I mean, some of those people, some of those kids might've been 13 or 14, but now they're 17, 18. And so we're going to be doing that. And here's something that I wanted to bring to your attention also. Given the time it's of the year, it's Christmas. I know this is short notice, but be on the lookout for an announcement from me. I'm going to be doing some fundraising, raising money to purchase toys for kids who might not have a great Christmas this year. You know, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of things have happened. Benefits have been cut, you know, the whole thing. So for me, it's about how I can give back. And so for people who are listening to the show, I encourage you to go to my website, noexcusescoach.com, sign up for my newsletter. I promise you, I don't send out I probably haven't done a newsletter in maybe a year or two, but I will be sending out a newsletter here pretty shortly talking about, I'm going to be doing a webinar workshop that you don't want to miss. It's going to be extremely affordable. And what I'm doing is I'm raising money to purchase these gifts for like Toys for Tots or Bring a Gift or Secret Santa. So I'll be doing that. So not only the workshop, but if you're interested in doing one-on-one coaching with me, I will be offering sessions for an hour. And normally I do that at $300, but I'm going to be offering that at a very, very special price. So if you're interested in coaching with me and perhaps you want to talk about how 2025 ended out, perhaps you want to talk about what you can do for 2026, perhaps you have a situation that you're dealing with right now that you'd love to get my advice on, all the money's going to charity. So if you're interested in jumping on that wagon, please let me know. Reach out to me. You guys can send me an email, info@noexcusescoach.com. You guys can, of course, reach me on social media @noexcusescoach, @ChristopherRausch. You guys can send me an email, Christopher@ChristopherRausch.com, however you want to do it. Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger, TikTok Messenger, LinkedIn Messenger, whatever it might be. The time is now. So I'm putting that out there. I'm sending that out to you. We have a group coaching program that has been going on now for 2 years. Right now we are getting everybody prepared, or they're doing their 2025 recap like we're talking about here, but then also we're going to start building their 2026 goals. And this year we're doing them in quarters. So there's a lot going on there. So if you're interested in the group coaching program, be sure to reach out to me. Again, super, super ridiculously affordable. If you want 2026 to be a different year for you, if you want to become a different person, if you want to not be a victim, if you not want to be overwhelmed and anxious and fearful and all those different things, if you want to live a kick-ass, unstoppable life, let's go. Let's go. I promise you. I promise you. You won't fail. We won't fail. It's all there. Hey, thank you very much. We got YouTuber PR4208 says, hi, just joined. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Let us know what your name is in the chat. And let's get into this. Let's get into this. So I've been talking about this a lot more. I've been doing more preparation in this show. I still do the raw and unscripted stuff. Don't get me wrong. But We also do some scripted stuff now, and I've actually been taking some opportunity to write stuff down and think about how I want to start these shows. So here's what I wrote. Tonight, I'm not here to make you feel good about your year. I'm here to help you understand it. Most people rush into the new year without ever examining how they showed up in the last one and then wonder why nothing changes. If you're tired of repeating the same patterns, this conversation is your turning point. We're going deep, we're getting raw, and we're telling the truth about how we really lived this year, because awareness is the spark and ownership is the fire that changes everything. So again, when you think about this year, you think about the intentions that you set and the goals that you wanted to accomplish. Are you proud? Are you proud? Or are you regretful? I see. I'm not sure exactly what you're answering. I got some interesting people here, but be sure to check out the podcast and everything. So let's just jump right into it. So in what I wrote tonight, I want you to really consider our intentions, our expectations, our discipline, our promises, our commitment, and alternative ways to show up in 2026 for setting your goals and then also executing on them. And really, it's about not being a victim anymore. It's about taking ownership and responsibility that there's nobody to blame for where you're at in your life. There's no one to blame, and there's only ownership and responsibility and accountability to take for yourself so that you can absolutely create a legacy and create and live a life that you're proud of. No matter what your financial situation is, no matter what your mental situation is, today is the day that you can actually change what it is that you're working on, what it is that you can do in your life. That's pretty interesting. I just found out you could put a user on timeout. Put user in timeout. There we go. So I'm not sure what that is. Let's see. We got some interesting stuff going on here. I apologize. I think I just hid the wrong person. But we had some people in here commenting and not making any sense. So let's jump back into that. Sorry about the distraction. Sometimes when we were doing this thing live, we have people that try to jump into the comments and create a little controversy. It's interesting. Now I can't let you hide their comments, but then it doesn't let you unhide them if you was banned and their comments removed. Sorry about that shit. It didn't say ban them. for those of you guys listening on the podcast, there was somebody that was making some not very cool comments. And there's a feature in my live stream software that lets me temporarily hide them. But sorry about that. So anyway, let's get right into it. So I broke this down into categories. So the first category is commitment and integrity. So when you think about this, here are the questions that I want you to consider when you're thinking about commitment and integrity for 2025. Where did I say I would show up this year? Where did I say I would show up this year? And where did I actually show up? So like in that terms, like, you know, I'm going to show up more confident. I'm going to show up as a leader. I'm going to show up as a baller. I'm going to show up as somebody who's confident in my relationships. I'm going to show up as somebody, right? So where you say you were going to show up, and then where did you actually show up? And then why didn't you, what the heck is going to be, what is going on here? Kerfluffle. Yeah, kerfluffle. That's, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, no, thank you for that. So yeah, where did you show up? Right. You know, what is your overall sense of self? And you shouldn't have to put it on to be fake. Right. And here on the show, I talk about sometimes we have to act as if, not fake it till you make it, but act as if. So when you think about your life and where it is that you showed up this year, why didn't you show up for yourself? Because a lot of times why we don't show up for ourselves is there's this sense of worthiness, this lack of worthiness in what it is that we're going to enjoy or be able to produce in our life. So what oftentimes is we do is we keep ourselves limited and we sabotage ourselves. We sabotage our success. We sabotage our happiness because we don't really, really deep down believe that we deserve it. Right? Michael Baker's in the house. He talks about presence, right? Having the presence to realize, you know, that you have to keep your word and you have to keep your promises. And that's one of the big things that I do with my coaching clients is I get you to make promises to yourself and then keep them. And it really is about the way your language that you talk to yourself. And so when you don't show up for yourself, you have to look into your language and like, how am I speaking to myself? Right? Am I using words like try and always and never? Oh, I can never do it. I always screw up. I can never get it right. I'll never be happy. I'll never have the confidence. I'll never look like that. I'll never have the body. I'll never have the intelligence. I'll never make that much money. I'll never have this, right? You shoot yourself in the foot, or you say everything is so hard. You know, everything is just so confusing, Chris. And I say, okay, tell me what everything is. Well, it's, I think it's this and maybe it's that. Right? So you're sitting there thinking everything, you're making this totality statement, but then in reality, you're shooting yourself in the ass. You're shooting yourself in the ass. So here's another question you can ask. Which promises did I keep with myself? So which promises did I keep with myself? Which ones did I break and why? And it often comes down that we think we want it. We think we want the thing, but we want the feeling from the thing, right? So when you think about what promises did you keep for yourself, why did I keep those promises? What was the leverage, right? Usually there's leverage involved when you keep your promises. And I'll give you an example. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time. People don't take good care of their health. Oh, Chris, I'm going to take better care of them. Chris, I'm going to lose weight. Chris, I'm going to lose weight. Chris, I'm going to lose weight. Hey, Chris, guess what? I just went to the doctor and I found out I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm a type 1 diabetic. Guess what? I just found out that my A1C is through the roof. Guess what? I just found out my cholesterol and my blood pressure are high. Now I have to be on statins and now I have to do this and now I have to do this. I'm seeing a lot of regret. I'm seeing a lot of people that said they were going to take care of themselves and they didn't. They didn't keep that promise. And you got to ask yourself, how bad do you want it? Number one. But then you got to ask yourself, what is going to be the leverage that causes me to really take action? If I can't keep my promises to myself, if I can't find the resources and the wherewithal to do the things that I say I'm going to do, then what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to do differently? Right? And so oftentimes we think the thing is going to make us happy, but it's not the thing that's going to make us happy. It's the fact that we actually overcome our excuses and our tolerations to make it happen. And so it's not the thing that makes us happy. It's the fact that we finally got over ourselves and did the thing that makes us happy. Does that make sense? Because when I talk to successful people, it's not about the success and the things they can buy. It's the fact that they overcame all the obstacles. They overcame all the excuses. They overcame all of the negative people in their lives that said they couldn't do it. And then they did it. And that's the thing that gave them the opportunity, gave them the leverage to do it when they didn't want to do it. Right? Michael Baker says, right here, he goes, you are not going to be the authority over it unless you're willing to take responsibility for it. Perfect, Michael Baker. Thank you so much for being here, brother. I appreciate you. Let's think about that for a second. You're not going to be the authority over it unless you're willing to take responsibility for it. And here's the thing. And you might take issue with this, but it's the truth. Something happened in your life one time. You made one mistake. But how many times do you relive it? How many times do you punish yourself for it? Or perhaps you didn't do anything wrong. Your parents didn't do anything wrong. It just happened to be a set of circumstances and situations where they thought negative reinforcement was going to be the leverage that was going to get you to get better grades or do better in music or in sports, whatever it might be. But the negative reinforcement didn't work, but they didn't know it wasn't going to work. And you're taking responsibility. You're saying it's my fault or I'm not enough. So you see, you can sit there and blame your parents and say, well, they did that to me. They made me feel like shit. They didn't instill belief in me. But you're the one that keeps repeating the story. You're the one that says, yes, I agree with it. So here's an opportunity. If you're thinking about the fact that you repeat the same patterns over and over every single year and you get to the end of the year and you go, fuck, I said I was going to do it. You know, guess what? I'm not going to plan anything anymore. I got people now that are like, I just don't plan anything anymore. And they'll say it out loud. They say, so I don't have to be disappointed. Mike, what would it be like if you weren't disappointed anymore? What would it feel like if you stopped blaming everybody else and you brought that back in yourself and you said, you know what? The situation that happened wasn't necessarily my fault, but my thoughts and my beliefs and my focus and my excuses and my self-neglect, that's all on me. That's all on me. So when does it stop? You have to ask yourself, when does it stop? When will I have had enough? I just had a breakthrough with a coaching client last week. And I asked her the question. I said, when will you have had enough? And we were talking about a few things. And she goes, Chris, I don't know. And I said, no, you don't. You know, can you visualize you fucking your head blowing off? And we were talking about a situation at work and a situation at home and all these different things. And I said, when will you have had enough? If you had a heart attack at work, and then you were bedridden and you were on disability for 4 months, 6 months, would you say, wow, I'm so glad that I did that? Or would you be upset? Would you be disappointed? Right? So when you think about this, when you think about your life, it's like Michael says, you have to accept responsibility right now. I lie to myself. I don't talk well to myself. I don't give myself an opportunity. Here's the thing. Here's a perspective shift. Like when I ask you, Michael Baker, Robert, Semkovich, 453, whoever else, anybody else who's listening, if I ask you, who do you love the most in this world? People have no problem. My son, my kid, my cat, my dog, my dad, my wife, my brother, my son, whoever it might be. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love that person? A 10. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you do for that person? Would you take a bullet for that person? Would you make sure that person absolutely had food to eat every single day and clothes on their back? Yes, I would do this. Would you make sure that person had self-confidence? Yes. Would you give that person a hug if they were hurting? Yes. Then why don't you do that for yourself? Because here's the reality of the situation. You love somebody on a scale, on a 10, but you're taking care of yourself at a 4. Is that person getting a 10 or is they getting a 4? They're getting a 4. So when is it going to stop? When are the patterns of repetition going to stop? Right? So here's another question for you. What did I tolerate that diluted my standards? What did I tolerate that diluted my standards? We talk about this. I do this with my coaching clients a lot. We take a lot of time. And in this workshop that I talked about, in case you're just joining us live on the video cast, I'm going to be doing a workshop to raise money for Toys for Tots or bring a gift for kids. So stay tuned for that. Sorry, my cat just narrowly knocked over a plant or almost did. Where did I tolerate my standards? Like when you think about things in your life and you think about what you're tolerating, what are you tolerating from yourself? What are you tolerating from other people? And what are you tolerating from inanimate objects? So when you think about that, what am I tolerating? And then what are your standards? What are your standards? What are your values? In August of 2024, I did a show on values. I did an exercise with my group coaching clients. Again, the group coaching program, if you're interested, did an exercise with them, where I gave them a whole spreadsheet of values. And I said, okay, what are your top 5 values? I'm like, oh my God, they came back the next week and they're like, Chris, that was so tough. And I'm like, okay, what are your top 3? And I said, are you living congruently with your top three values? Right in front of me, I have a sticky note with five values on them. So that I can ask myself in those moments, am I living in accordance with that value right now? No. Why? Why am I doing that? Oh, I'm feeling a little down, feeling a little insecure, feeling a little frustrated, feeling a little disappointed. Okay. So what do I need to do to be in alignment with that value right now? What do I need to believe? What language do I need to shift within myself? What questions do I need to ask myself? What conversations do I need to have with people outside of myself, like a coach, a therapist, accountability partner, mentor, somebody on your team? You know, your team is somebody you trust, somebody who empowers you, somebody who holds you accountable, and somebody who mentors you. Can't be the same person. So what did I tolerate that diluted my standards? So first, you got to ask yourself what your standards are. Are your standards to be a hypocrite and tell everybody else how they should take care of themselves and love themselves, and then you don't do that and you talk like shit to yourselves and you beat yourself up and you call yourself stupid? Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so stupid. I'm such an idiot. How about stopping that? How about I'm a beautiful person? How about I deserve love? I deserve success. I deserve the opportunity not to beat myself up if I don't do something. Right? I'm going to tell you this right now, and I was just helping some people out with this. It's December 2nd. If you feel like 2025 was a bummer year, a failure year, if you didn't do anything, there's still time. You could literally make a pledge to yourself to say, hey, for the next 2 weeks, I'm not going to eat any sugar or any gluten. For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to walk a mile every day. I'm going to walk around the block. For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to do 20 push-ups a day. For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock and I'm going to go to the gym. Now, 2 weeks may not seem like a lot, but the opportunity for you to shift your perspective and shift your confidence is immediate. It can happen right now. Oh, I'm going to wait for this. I'm going to wait for this. I'm going to do this later. I'm going to wait. Oh, it's got to be perfect. I got a plan. You don't need to. You just need to take action. You need to take imperfect action. Imperfect action. Imperfect action. Fail your way to success, right? So if you fell short, this means your identity and your habits weren't aligned. And it's not a character flaw. It's a system flaw. You didn't create the conditions that supported your commitments. And most likely you're not surrounding yourself with the right people, because I can promise you this, you get into masterminds, you get into networking groups, you get coaching one-on-one, you get group coaching, you get mentoring, and you hold yourself to that higher standard and you show up every week and you pay, you invest, because it's proven when you pay attention. When you invest, you want to recoup your money. When you get stuff for free, there's no value in it. You got ChatGPT, you got YouTube, you got Google, you have all the answers. You have everything you possibly could ever need in terms of what to do to fix your situation. But have you done it? No. Like Michael said, you're not taking that responsibility. You're not taking that responsibility. Yeah, we're getting all sorts of interesting feedback tonight. What credentials do you have? thank you so much for joining us at RPP-222. Oh, you got the initials JX. Maybe your name's Jackson. That'd be kind of cool. What credentials do I have? Life credentials, my friend. I'm a former homeless seventh grade dropout, 13 years old, lived on the streets for 4 years. Yeah. Went to the School of Hard Knocks, the College of Adversity. Ultimately, I turned my life around when I was 17 years old after trying to kill myself twice, unfortunately sucking at it, and wound up going back and getting my GED at 18 years old. And then I spent the next 12 years in school getting my associate's degree, my bachelor's degree, and my master's degree. I had a very successful career in corporate. I've been a life coach and a motivational speaker for over 25 years now. I've been in broadcasting and podcasting and motivation, personal development for 20 plus years. Yeah, my credentials are life. So thank you for being here. I appreciate that. What to do? So here's what to do. And oh, so oftentimes we said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Here's what I'm going to challenge you with. Just pick one thing. Just pick one area of your life and ask yourself, by picking this one area of my life and improving that, what will that do in terms of dominoes in the rest of my life? I'll give you a quick answer. It's your health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health. Water. I'm going to tell you the five: hydration, nutrition, exercise, sleep, and vitamin D. Most people, and I can say this, most people don't drink enough water in their life. So your body's like 80% water. You're dehydrated. You don't feel very good because you're dehydrated. So you're not thinking very clearly. So you're drinking a bunch of coffee, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. You're taking go-go pills, whatever it might be. So you're not hydrated. So you're not feeling good. Number two, you're not taking care of your sleep. I track my sleep with an Oura Ring. So I'm able to find my deep sleep, my REM sleep, make sure that I'm not doing things before bed that cause me to stay awake, not eating before bed because it keeps your pulse rate up and you don't fall into deep sleep. So I spent a year biohacking sleep. So I know this for a fact. Vitamin D, if your vitamin D is deficient, even if you're getting sunshine, vitamin D is deficient. It can impact your mental health, your mood. So I take a vitamin D supplement and I just have my vitamin D tested because you got to have your blood tested and your vitamins tested and see what you're deficient in. Just got to test it and great. So vitamin D, sleep, exercise, getting out there, getting oxygen in your lungs, pushing yourself mentally and physically and doing those things. Guess what? You take care of those five areas and you start focusing on that. You start keeping your promises to yourself. Guess what? You do that one thing for the next 30 days, for the next 60 days, for the next 90 days, I'm not going to eat sugar and gluten. There's a great book out there called Wheat Belly. The genetic modification of wheat, the genetic modification of corn and everything that's in that. If you start taking a look at what it is that you're putting into your body, and I'm not a fucking health nut, but yeah, you might want to take a look at some of the things you're doing, because I know personally this year, this last part of the year, I tend to be bad, but in January, because I like fresh starts in January, for the first 90 days, for the first 3 months, no sugar, no wheat, no gluten, no beer, no nothing. And some other things to take my health to the next level. Because when you feel better, you do better. And then you say, okay, now I'm feeling better and I'm doing better. Guess what? If I look at one of the tolerations in my life, I'm tolerating negative people. I'm tolerating people that are vampires of my energy. So guess what? In 2026, I'm only going to have myself surrounded by people who inspire me, who hold me to a higher level, that don't just sit there and go, yeah, let's complain about what's going on in the government. Let's be all mad and everything about shit that we can't control and frustrated, and it's their fault, and I'll be happy when, and those people need to get their justice and all that stuff. No. Right? Just choose one area of your life and then build upon that, and then you start to feel better, and then you get better people around in your life, and then you start accomplishing things. You start realizing, you know what? I set out to do three things, but I got one done and I feel good about that. And now what's the next thing I can start doing? You start keeping those commitments and you start realizing that it's that imperfect action. And then when you go to sleep at night and you sit there and you go, what am I proud of most of today? I'm proud that I kept my promise that I was going to get up at 5 o'clock and go to the gym. I'm proud that I caught myself three times calling myself stupid. And I said, no, I'm not stupid. I'm actually quite brilliant. What am I most proud of? I'm proud of the fact that I gave myself a little bit more love and empathy rather than accusations and frustration. So when you think about that, so what can you do? You can create accountability, right? You can't afford coaching? Fine. Get somebody in your life that you can have accountability partner. Every week you show up and you talk to that person. You say, hey, Steve, here are the three things I'm going to do this week. And then you show up next week and you say, Steve, I didn't do those three things. And Steve says, why didn't you do those three things, Chris? I didn't have time. Okay. So did you put too much on your plate? Did you not, you're not good with time management. What are you going to do differently this next week? And then Steve goes, oh, hey, I got to do these things differently because I'm going to show up and I'm going to talk to Chris. And then Steve does something differently. And he shows up and he says, hey, I did it. All right. What did it take? It just took me doing 1, 2, 3. And so oftentimes we get overwhelmed and we don't know where to start, but just take a piece of paper and write it down. Like, the first thing I got to do is this. The second thing I got to do is that. The third thing I got to do is that. So start giving yourself an opportunity for success too. We got a question here. It says, do you identify with the some of the ideas of, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that name, A-Y-N, Ayn Rand, or a kind of positive selflessness? Let me consider that. Thank you. This question comes in from Semkovich, 453. Do you identify with some of the ideas of Ayn Rand or a kind of positive selflessness? Absolutely. You know, and it's not so many times people, we go back to our childhood, and a lot of what fucks us up, it happens in our childhood. When I talk to my coaching clients and I sit there, okay, when did that happen before 10 years old? When did you come up with that agreement? When did you come up with that belief before 10 years old? And most of the time people said, oh, that was my teacher. That was my brother. That was my mom. That was my dad. That was an embarrassing situation in front of the class, whatever it might be. So what did you decide in that moment? So a lot of things come back from what people tell us. Oh, you're being selfish. Oh, you're being absorbed. You're being conceited. You're being full of yourself. You're being this, you're that. But a lot of things, like, stop being so selfish. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop being so narrow-minded, whatever it might be. So I love the idea of positive self-love, and it's not being selfish. Again, it's pouring into that bucket. There's a great book that I read, was reading my kid years and years ago. It was like pouring into your own bucket and not robbing and taking out of taking stuff out of their bucket and realizing you can't pour into somebody else's bucket from an empty bucket. So the thing is, you got to take care of yourself. You got to love yourself. And again, that goes back to your health. Your physical health, your mental health. Oh, I don't have time, Chris. I have to do this and I have to do this. I was just taught, this is a true fucking story. I was just at my cardiologist last week. Cardiologist, heart. Everything, Chris looked great. Come back next year. And I said something to the effect, he goes, oh, he looked at me and I was wearing, you know, a tight shirt and everything. And he's like, how old are you? And I said, I'm going to be 57 in February. He's like, man, you look good. You really inspire me. I should go to the gym. And I said, I think I remember you saying that the last time I was talking to you. I said, have you been back to the gym? He's like, no. And he came with all his excuses. He's, oh yeah, COVID shut me down. And God's honest truth. And I don't know if he's listening, but he gave me all these excuses. And I'm like, you're a cardiologist. He was talking about, oh, I was in 6 surgeries yesterday and da, da, da. I went home at 3 and got back. I went and did rounds at 6. And I'm like, I don't know if I want a cardiologist that doesn't take care of himself. I mean, he looked fine, but he hadn't been to the gym. He's been stressed out. And so I'm like, you got to pour in your own bucket, dude. And even I was telling him that, his staff was telling me, tell him louder. Right? So like, act and take the advice that you give to the people that you love, take it for yourself. Right? And you think about the relationships that you're in, your personal relationships, your professional relationships, and those have a huge impact. Because sometimes you don't feel like, oh, I don't deserve, or I have to take care of this person and I have to be there for that person. Nobody else is going to be there for them. I hear that all the time. I'm like, does that person lift you up? Does that person make you feel better? Does that person give you a sense of self-confidence? Does that person hold you accountable when you say you're going to do stuff? No. I'm like, if you just met that person, would you want anything to do with them? No. I'm like, so why are you allowing that in your life? Why are you allowing that in your life? Fuck. I'm on a roll. Okay. Let's talk about values and alignment. Again, like I told you, like we did a show, on August 12th of 2024. It was all about values. So here are the questions. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, hopefully I answered your question about that. Sorry. Positive selflessness. Yes. I mean, I'm not big into labels. I'm just really big into keeping your promises to yourself, pushing yourself, holding yourself to values, right? So here's the thing, like write down your values and then exhibit those values, display those values. A lot of people will tell their kids, do as I say, not as I do. That hypocrisy, that incongruency, right? Be congruent with your religion, be congruent with your everything. And then you have that self-respect. And that self-respect brings about that pride and brings about that confidence. And then once you start doing that and you start feeling peace and you start, like, my word is peace. So, or love. Like, so when I sit there and go to a situation, am I being in love right now? Am I being a display of love? Am I being loving to myself, or am I being in a state of fear? And, so yeah, I hope I answered that question for you. I'd love to see in your comments. If I did, I will do some research on that. Robert says here, Ayn Rand wrote Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, which I personally have never heard of. I've read hundreds, if not thousands, of personal development books. So thank you, Semkovich, for letting me know about that. I will definitely check into that. So we're on values and alignment, and thank you guys also for being here. Feel free to ask me questions. Like, again, this person asked me, what credentials do I have? Lots of different credentials. So I'm glad that I hope I answered that question for you as well. So again, values. So what questions can we ask ourselves about values in 2025? Where did my behavior contradict the person I claim to, I want to be? So where did my behavior contradict the person I claim I want to be? So if you want to be loving and peaceful, where did that get contradicted? And for me, I'll be honest with you guys, always will. Loving person will give you the shirt off my back. I love to hug people and make people smile and make people think. But God's honest truth, if I'm not intentional about it, when I get behind the wheel of a car, all of that goes out the window. And it's almost hysterical what I say and how I act, because that love and that frustration, what the fuck are you doing? Can't you put your turn signal on? Why can't you hurry up? What are you doing? Da, 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 da. And I have to catch myself. I'm like, Chris, really? Is that who you are? Is that really what you display? So what I have to do, because we all have to be aware of this. I talk about the AAA, right? We have to be aware. We have to accept responsibility, like Michael, we were talking about tonight, accept responsibility. And then we have to take action. So what I do, not all the time, not perfect, because I don't want to sound like that. But when I get in the car and I sit there and I say, you know what, Chris, you're going to go on the road. Some people are working two jobs, three jobs. Some people are out there driving Uber and Lyft. Some people are, you know, got a lot of things going on. And your expectation that everybody's going to be paying attention and they're not going to be on their phone and da, 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 da. Is that realistic? Yes or no? No, it's not. So I can have the expectation that everybody's going to be capable drivers and use their turn directionals and merge onto the on-ramp and watch where they're going. Or I can realize and have some compassion and space that not everybody's going to be like me. And that's great. So what I can do, I'm not in a hurry. Like today, somebody was jamming and riding my tail and went around me. And normally I would speed up and I would try to block him in and be a dick. And I was like, you're in a hurry and I hope everything's good. I hope everything's good. I'm enjoying my music. And I just allowed myself that moment. Chris, who fucking cares? I'm not in any hurry. Let that person go. Let them do what they need to do. Why am I worried about and getting frustrated? Like, we let so much external stuff impact us. Like, we only get so many hours and so many days and so many breaths and so many moments. And yet we think we're going to live forever. We think we're going to live forever. So the purpose and the intention of this conversation is to sit there and become aware. Who do I want to be remembered for? Somebody who's frustrated and cranky and irritable, or somebody who's loving and caring and kind and considerate and compassionate and listens. And I'm going through this again in my own life. I've been frustrated with my son lately and snippy and all these different things. He doesn't deserve that. And so I need to ask myself, okay, what's causing that? What's the precipitous of that? What are my expectations? Perhaps I need to go talk to a therapist and get some things off of my chest. So we have to remain aware and empowered that we have the opportunity to change and accept that responsibility to say, maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe I got some things that are hung up, and go out there and take that responsibility for that. Here's another question. What decisions reflected my core values? You hear a theme. What values? Do you value honesty? Do you value loyalty? Do you value timeliness? Do you value commitment? So what decisions reflected my core values? Oh, hey, I ended a relationship that was toxic. I ended a job that was no longer, didn't provide me an opportunity for advancement. I had a tough conversation with my spouse and my partner that I wasn't happy. Right? When you sit there and you think about that, what decisions reflect my core values? And when you get in alignment with that, it's not easy. And I don't want to make any of this sound easy. It's hard. And sometimes it's downright depressing and frustrating. But guess what? When you make that commitment to yourself and you stand strong and you do that every day and every little way, right? You start feeling, I feel better, right? You start listening to music, start getting a little spring in your step. People, hey, Chris seems to have a different glow. He seems to have a different set of peace about him. And people have said that about me, because I used to be high strung and go get him. We got to fucking accomplish this. And what's the next thing I'm going to do? And who do I need to prove wrong? And all this other stuff. But I found so much peace and love in space and realizing that, again, it's not the thing that I'm getting that's going to bring me the happiness. It's the act that I'm doing it and I'm accomplishing it. And I'm out there in the dirt, right? Doing that. Here's the last question in this topic or this heading. What situations would I choose differently if I could redo them? It's really important. You know, we can't play the should, coulda, woulda game, but if you think back on your experiences in 2025, What are a couple of situations you can look back and go, what would I do differently? How would I change that outcome? How would I go into that a little bit differently? Would I go into that making all sorts of accusations and assumptions and saying you this and you this, or would I go, hey, let me understand where you're coming from. Hey, maybe I don't understand everything that's going on here, so I'd like to hear it from you. Can you tell me more about that? Oh, I didn't realize it. I'm terribly sorry. You know, what can I do to make it better? Right. I was just telling my son about this last night. We went through a situation and I said, what are the three parts of the apology? My son's 9 years old. He goes, I'm sorry. It was my fault. What can I do to make it better? So when you think about that, what situations would I do differently? And why would you do it differently? And I look back and there's lots of situations over my life that I would love to go back and do differently, but I can't. But because those situations went the way they did, and because I have the awareness now, I can change it. I can change it. I can actually go back to some of those people and say, hey, you know what? I apologize for the way I was in that period of time in my life. I was cocky. I was arrogant. I was self-assured. And I'm sorry if I made you feel like this, or I apologize if I did this. And you close loops. You close loops in your life. And so you don't have that negative feedback loop going on. Oh, what about this? What about this? What about could have, like, just reach out and make peace. Make peace with yourself and say, hey, I forgive you for not knowing what you didn't know back then. Right. So I want to get to this comment and then we're going to move on to the next section. It says, Semkovich 453. Thank you very much. You answered it better than I typed it. I meant to put selflessness. But yes, her books might be of interest to you and her ideas of positive self-interest and self-responsibility. Thank you. I'm definitely going to check that out and I will share something back with you. I just got this book yesterday. I was listening to a podcast because I listen to podcasts and I watch podcasts just like you guys are doing right now. And it was Chris Williamson and I think it was Chris Williamson and Mel Robbins. Love Chris Williamson. I also watch Stephen Bartlett's CEO Diary. Two excellent, excellent, excellent podcasts that I love to watch. But I just ordered this book yesterday, The Expectation Effect. So I just ordered that because it does these double blind, triple blind studies that talk about you tell people or give them the expectation of something and then the result happens. But the thing that they thought the expectation was true wasn't. Like, so for example, they told people who said they were gluten intolerant, and you could have to double check this conversation, but here's the gist of it. Brought everybody into a room and said, oh, by the way, this meal you're about to eat is full of gluten. And so people eat the meal and rashes and all the physical symptoms of having a gluten intolerance happens, but then they go, bingo, surprise, there's no gluten in this entire building. So, but because that power of belief, the placebo effect is another great book, but the power of belief, the expectation, you can change your life by changing your expectations to things and making it fun. It's something I do with my coaching clients. So thank you, Semkovich, 453. I appreciate it. And feel free to ask any questions. And I appreciate you being here and participating with this. I have my orange kitty that's over here scratching my monitor and thinking it's a game. So I apologize for that. Simba. All right. So what to do? If you are in out of alignment, choose one value that you want to live louder. So whether it's honesty, health, courage, whatever it might be, just pick one value. Let's not get overwhelmed by having 10 or anything. Just pick one value. What's the one value that by which when I live by, not if, but when I live by, what's going to have the most dramatic improvement in my life? So the value of honesty, you know, I love honesty. Okay. Am I being honest with people in my life? And this is something that I'm not great at all the time because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. And I sit there and think, oh, I'll just let it go. And, you know, do I want to win the battle? All these different things. And I'll give myself those excuses to not have those honest conversations because I don't want to hurt the person's feelings. And maybe I think I'm being too picky or too needy or something like that. So that's an area in my life that I work on. So choose one value that you want to live louder. Identify one behavior that would show that value daily. So what's one behavior that I could do that? Instead of waking up in the morning and say, oh, today's going to suck and da, 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 I can sit there and you know what? I'm excited about today. I'm excited about the person I get to be. I'm excited that potentially I can make a little bit of a difference in somebody's life by having more kindness and compassion and empathy and like a sense of curiosity about people. Sorry, I just had a overwhelming hot flash. So I'm going to turn my fan on. So section 3 of this conversation, growth and resilience. So when you think about growth and resilience in 2025, and you think about how that plays into accomplishing goals and being confident about what it is that you're doing, here are the questions. What challenge grew me the most and how? What challenge grew me the most and how? And take a look at that. Why? Why did it challenge you and you grow the most? Where did I avoid discomfort and what that would have elevated me? Where did I avoid discomfort that would have elevated me? Again, so oftentimes we're looking to stay comfortable and stay certain. I can tell you this without a shadow of a doubt. When you get uncomfortable and you get comfortable being uncomfortable and you realize that no matter the situation you're going to be in, that you're going to survive and perhaps even thrive through that situation. Because when you look back on your life, even the terrible situations, there's positivity to look back on because of those are the lessons that you learn from that given betrayal or that breakup or that firing or that backstabbing, whatever it might be. Because you experienced that, you were able to make different choices and different decisions or have different filters in future decisions that you made. So you can sit there and say, okay, even though I don't want to repeat that, I'm grateful for that situation. So when you think about your life, I can challenge you this. Where is one area that you've been avoiding being uncomfortable? Like, what conversation do you need to have? And inevitably, when I talk to somebody, what's one conversation that you could have that can make you feel better? You know, I could apologize to this person. I could talk to this person about the way they made me feel. I could talk to my mom. Do it. I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to say, hey, 2025 does not need to be a year where I didn't keep my choices or I didn't keep my promises. It's December 2nd. You could literally say, fucking hell, you know what? I'm going to do these three things. And you may not have done the whole year, but you set in motion who you're going to be for 2026. So you could decide right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be a badass motherfucker who does not give myself excuses that I get results. I'm going to be somebody who no longer abuses myself with my negative self-talk. I'm a beautiful person. I'm a smart person. I'm a deserving person. And when I commit and I take those consistent actions, I will get those results. And if I don't get those results, then I will do different actions in order to get those results. And if I'm not getting the results that I want or I intend, I'm going to ask for help. Because again, we've proven beyond a shadow of doubt, the answers are there. People tell me they have financial problems. And I'm like, tell me the five things that you did this week on the internet or using ChatGPT to fix your financial situation.
I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I'm not a financial person.
Okay, I'm not a financial person, but I need help with my finances. I'm $75,000 in debt. You know, put it into chat, like ask for help. Put out into your network. Does anybody know a financial advisor that perhaps I can trade services with? Or just ask somebody for some help. I'm in a really bad situation. Could you donate an hour of time for me to help me in this with this? And so oftentimes, oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, the people that ask those questions, the people that get uncomfortable, get the answers and they're like, oh man, I wish I would have done it sooner. And I can tell you that. That's one phrase that I hear so often. And it's a beautiful phrase. I wish I would have done it sooner. But you didn't. But you could do it now. You could do it now. You could set the example for yourself so that when you're looking at the end of 2026, it's December of 2026. I want you to put your back to the future goggles on and sit there and imagine yourself in December 2026, looking back on your 12 months. Man, every month I did one thing that got me out of my comfort zone. That's 12 experiences in 2026 that I've had that got me out of my comfort zone. And because I got out of my comfort zone, I realized it wasn't that tough. I realized it wasn't that bad. And not only that, oh my God, I went to this networking experience and I fucking went and talked to people and I introduced myself. And rather than saying what I did, I talk about how I bring results. And because of that, I increased my book of business. Because of that, I found the person of my dreams. Because of that, I changed jobs or careers, or I started a partnership. Get out there and talk. Get out there and interact. Get out there and live and be a part of your life. Take these actions, guys, because regrets do suck. I put it back here so you guys can see it. Talk about books. The Five Regrets of the Dying. The Five Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. You could tell this book is yellow. I've had this book for a long time. I've read this book and I've listened to this book, The Five Regrets of the Dying. Do you know what the number one regret is? The number one regret is that people lived the life they thought they should live and not the life they wanted to live. Or they were the person that everybody else thought they should be instead of being their own person. And for those of you who are not watching the podcast, I look like a rocker, a biker. I look like a tough guy. I look like a mean guy. I get all sorts of different things, but I'm me. And somebody asked me about my credentials earlier. Here it is. RPP, could be Robert Youngblood. I don't know. What credentials do you have? I got life. I've got the love of the people that I've impacted. And ultimately, when you're thinking about that 2026 version of yourself, what are some of the characteristics that you embody? Like talking about that selflessness, that self-love. Like what can you make a commitment for in 2026? What three things? Can you make a commitment to taking better care of your health, number one? Can you find the time? Can you get excited about doing something different? Making sure you're going to the doctor, getting your blood tests, finding out what's wrong, right? Maybe you need medication. Maybe you don't. I don't know. The answers and the opportunities are there. And like I said before, if you're just joining the video cast, my coaching, I've got my one-on-one coaching, I've got my group coaching. And right now, for those who are interested, reach out to me. I'm giving a super discount on one-on-one coaching. So if you want an hour session with me, you can donate what you can afford so that I can buy presents for kids that are at risk of not having a Christmas this year here in my local community. We're doing a toy drive. So you can reach out and we can do a one-on-one session. If you dug what was going on here in this particular podcast, I will ask you those questions. We'll have this conversation one-on-one over Zoom. You can help me make sure a kid has Christmas, and I can help you maybe rewrite some of the beliefs that you have about yourself. Because we all have that opportunity. And my goal, my intention by doing this and showing up here every single week is that you go out there and you become a little bit happier. And you come out, you go out there and you start raising money for other kids and you start doing stuff and people see, hey, what's Jeremy doing? What's Carol doing? What's Semkovich 453 doing? Man, they seem like they're happy. They seem like they're living in life. They're living in vibration. They have a frequency that's going on about them. Right? And then we all do that and we all make this world a better place. Because ultimately, if you're new to the show, please go back and listen to some of the other podcasts this year. I'm all about love, unity, togetherness. No matter you're black, white, straight, gay, Republican, Democrat, vax, no vax, whatever label you want to put on it, we're all the same with inside of us. And we all deserve this love and abundance and to really have a world that's a beautiful place for all, for our kids, for ourselves. So ultimately, when you think about it, who do you want to be remembered by and who and how? So for me, I want to be remembered as somebody who took risks, who was authentic, right? I was about to talk about the credentials. I used to be a suit and tie speaker. I was very successful. If you know who Les Brown is, one of the famous motivational speakers, long story short, he said, hey, Chris, I can't do this rocker, biker, smart ass look and kick ass. He goes, but if you put the suit and tie back on, I can put you on stages and you can speak with me. And so my credential is that I kept my values. I kept my commitment and said, you know what? This is who I am. Dig me. Cool. Awesome. No problem. Let's rock and roll. If you don't dig me, you don't like the hat, you don't like the bandana, what's this guy doing? Then go find somebody you do dig. But I love myself. I love you guys. I want to make this world about love and inclusivity and let's make a kick-ass difference. You and me together. So please be back here next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesdays without fail. Hit me up again, info@noexcusescoach.com, Christopher@ChristopherRausch.com, anywhere@noexcusescoach.com, my YouTube channel. People are here. Subscribe to it. YouTube.com/ Christopher Rausch, ChristopherRausch. Let's do this together. Help me get some kids toys this year. I will coach you. And again, the group coaching program, if you haven't had a coaching session with me, hit me up. I'll talk to you. We'll get you in there. Caroline Boyd, thank you so much for being here. She says, I'd rather listen to someone's advice who has lived through actual similar experience than someone who went to college to learn how to counsel others. I learn more from Chris than I do from therapists I've had it with the degree. Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate you. Yeah, you know, it's, and I do have the coaching stuff and I just don't bring it up, but, yeah, lots of life experiences, lots of life experiences. Oh my God. Divorces, betrayals, backstabbings, firings, business dealings, friends, loved ones, all sorts of stuff. So thank you, Carolyn. Love and appreciate you. I will be here next week. Let me know what I can do to support you guys. Go out there and let's be beautiful. So let's bring 2025 to a kick-ass close. Let's put our mindset in 2026 that we're going to crush it. And here, I'm here to help you. All right. So rawandunscripted.com. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast. Please share this out on your social media and say, hey man, I just listened to this guy and he just made me think about this or gave me these questions or book recommendations. Share this out so that I can continue to impact people and make this world a better place. Please. And thank you. All right. I love you guys. We'll see you here next time on the Raw and Unscripted Show. Thank you for being beautiful.